what we're going to be talking about for this last session. We spent so much time talking about our purpose and how valuable you are and that image bearer and why we're here. But there's also something that we have to recognize. It's our story, it's not just for me. It is not just for you. Who did God love so much that he sent his only son? God so loved the world. God so loved the world. Who does that include? You, yeah. But it also includes all the other people that you know. When Jesus, one of the last things Jesus ever said to his disciples, go into all the world and make other disciples. You're supposed to share the story. You're supposed to share the story. And that's the last thing that we're going to talk about today. This is part of our purpose. This is part of being an image bearer. This is part of being a good steward. One of the things that we're stewarding, guys, is the story. And we're supposed to share it with other people. So here's a question that I always think is kind of interesting. Of all the ways that God could have made sure that his message gets known, why use us? I mean, frankly, we're a hot mess. Why use people as his main and practically only tool to spread the gospel? Why use people? Yes, ma'am. Spreading the message improves yourself. I love that answer. Yeah, I'm not perfect, but sharing the story will help me grow as well. I love it. Why else?
It would be weird if you used frogs and giraffes.
It would be weird if you used frogs and giraffes. I'm not going to lie. That would be a weird thing to spread the message by because we're at the top, right? We've already talked about how we are the pinnacle of creation, so he's going to use the best of his creation to spread his message. Yes, sir. Yes. Paper and pen, is paper and pen part of the story? Sure, we've got it, but we are part of sharing the story because paper and pen it's hard to do an action by a book. Okay, I could see that. It's better for us to do these actions ourselves. I got that. Yes, sir. We've known the story the longest. We're going to be able to share it. Yeah, Mark. Because it's our job. Why use people? Because he chose people. Because that's why. That's part of it. Yeah, what were you going to say? Say that again one more time. Since there's humans all over the world, that's the best way to spread the message with other humans. Yes, sir. We're the ones that wrote it. What do you mean by that? No other animal was involved in the story, in the transporting of the story. We know the story, right? Let me ask you this. Who benefits from the story? We do. We're the ones that were saved by the story. I love my dog. He is cute. He is cuddly. I finally have a dog. I've had dogs my whole life, and I finally have a dog that I can go, come on, buddy, let's go. And he'll just hop up in the car, and he doesn't run away when the front door opens. I love my dog. Jesus didn't die for my dog. I'm not supposed to go out and save dogs because a dog wasn't saved. I was saved. And so I need to go out and share that with other people because I've got a story to tell. I was just talking to somebody about this on the break. Sometimes the idea of evangelism can be kind of scary because they're like, well, I just don't know enough. You ever thought that? Like, I don't know enough. I'm worried about all those questions. If you're a Christian, can you explain why you're a Christian? Can you explain why you chose to become a Christian? If you can do that, you're ready to talk to somebody about Jesus because you went through the story. And I think that's the reason why God uses people, because people are the subjects of the story. All right, let's see. All right, we're gonna do it this way. I'm gonna have to figure this out. I'm gonna do it this way. All right, I'm gonna give you a verse to look at. I'm gonna give you a verse to look at. All right, first three rows, Mark 5, 18 through 20. Mark 5, 18 through 20, first three rows. All right, next three, Romans 10, 14. That should be 1, 2, 3. All right, and 1, 2, 3. Yeah, Romans 14. Romans 10, verse 14. Romans 10, 14. Romans 10, 14. And last group, Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Verses 2 and 3. So, first group, you've got Mark 5, 18 through 20. Next group, you've got Romans 10, 14. Last group, you've got Daniel 12, 2 through 3. And I want you to read that. What does this say about sharing the story? That's it. All right? So, first group, Mark chapter 5, 18 through 20. All right? Somebody read it to yourselves, but tell me, what's the point here that Jesus is saying? You got it? What's he tell? Even where we live, we can share the story. This is the story of the guy that was possessed. He had all those demons tossed out of him. And when he was done, he wanted to go with Jesus. Please let me go. I want to go with you, Jesus. Let me follow you. And Jesus said, here's what you can do. Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you. If you can talk about how much the Lord has done for you, you're ready to share the story. Romans chapter 10 and verse 14. What's the question that's asked there? Anybody? Zoe? How are they supposed to believe if nobody tells them? How are they supposed to believe if nobody tells them? We have a job to do. All right, Daniel people, I'll admit, you guys got the toughest one. But there is something specific in here about sharing the story. Megan, you got it? What do you think it is? Daniel is prophesying about the people at the end who get to go to heaven and be with God forever. And Daniel says, those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever. Yes, sir. Absolutely. God, even though it's scary, God did not choose an ineffective system to get his message across. So I want to ask some questions now. Our job, sharing the story. Why is this important? Why is it important to share the story? Yes, sir. Yes, we can't have those ignorance, right? People got to know about Jesus. Why else is this important? To help other people get to heaven. Other souls are dependent upon whether or not you're sharing the story. Part of us going to heaven is sharing the story as well. Very good. Mark, it's our purpose as people is to share the story. That's why this is important. Yeah. God told us to. All of these are great answers. Yes. To grow his kingdom, because he wants more people in his kingdom, right? Great. Tell me if you've ever thought this question to yourself. I can remember when I was probably fifth or sixth grade, I was, you know, just trying to prove my dad wrong about stuff. I'm sure none of you have ever done that. I'm sure none of you live to try to find ways to prove the loopholes in what your parents have said and try to find that one exception. I'm sure none of you guys have ever, I'm just the only one that's ever done that. But in any case, I was talking to my dad. I said, yeah, Dad, but what about that person that lives out on that island that we haven't discovered yet, and they're still running around with leaves as underwear, and they've never read the Bible, they've never even heard about Jesus. What about them, Dad? You ever thought that? You ever wondered about that? It's okay. I'll never forget my dad's answer. It stayed with me forever. He said, well, one, God's got a plan for those people. Two, you're not on that island. You've got the story. You know what it says. You're supposed to share it. Those people that you think, first of all, you think somehow that it's impossible for God to reach those people. Again, you know, good luck with that, thinking that I found what God didn't think about. God's got a plan for those people, right? Don't we love to justify our sins? There's people love to justify our sins. All right, some of you might not get this. Some of you are going to get this a little bit. There is absolutely nothing that you're ever going to be able to tell God on the day of judgment. Nobody is going to be able to stand before God on the day of judgment and make their case for why they didn't follow him. And God's going to go, man, I never thought of that. Okay, you get a pass. Nobody's going to be able to do that. We're supposed to, and part of it is us. Hey, why didn't you share the story? Why didn't you share the story? Well, God, let me explain to you why I didn't share the story. Oh, I never thought of that. But let's talk about that. Why is it so hard? Why is it hard? Why is it hard to share the story? Yes, sir. Ooh, on one hand, it's really hard because we got to be the image bearer. We got to be the walking proof. Yeah, that can be really intimidating. Yes, sir. Yeah. Is that scary? Is that a scary thought? Is that a scary thought that I'm going to talk to people about Jesus and then that person is going to look at me and they're going to look at my life and see whether or not I'm following Jesus? Yeah, that can be a very intimidating thing. Mark. Some people don't want to hear, but yeah. Why is that hard for you to share the story though? Yeah. I'm scared how people are going to react, right? I mean, is that a reality? Listen, whether you're 8, 18, or 88, I'm scared to talk to people about Jesus because I'm scared about how they're going to react. That is a real thing, right? And we're scared because we think we got to know what we're talking about, right? We're scared about that question. All of those things are true. I'm worried that I'm going to be judged whether or not I'm living the story. I'm scared about how people are going to react. I'm scared that I've got to answer questions. All of those things can be why this is hard. But what happens if we don't do this? What happens if we don't? Megan, we're not living our purpose. Evan, what were you going to say? Yeah. Who knows? There's a song, I don't know if you guys sing it here, but it's an old one. And I know it's not sung that much up in the north anymore, but it is a really, really sad song, and it's called You Never Mentioned Him to Me. Anybody familiar with that song? Is that one that's still sung around here? Right? If you're not familiar with the song, the concept is it's Judgment Day. And listen, I don't know what Judgment Day is going to look like. So, you know, the song is just kind of some poetry, right? But the idea is it's judgment day and everybody's standing there and my friend who is not going to go to heaven is looking at me saying, how come you didn't tell me about this? He says, you knew me day by day. You knew I was astray and you never mentioned him to me. Listen, people have free will. People have free will, and the choices that they make are going to impact their eternity. But people have free will, and the choices that they make are going to impact their eternity. That also applies to me and whether or not I'm going to choose to share the story. Does that make sense? Be kind of a downer, but it is an important thing. And maybe right now you're thinking, look, I'm a fifth grader, I'm a sixth grader, I'm a seventh grader. This really doesn't apply to me. Are you supposed to let your light shine? Absolutely. You need to have that heart for the friends that you have. Because the world, man, the world is still listening for truth. There are people that are tired of lies. There are people that are not in the church that are tired of hearing lies all day long. And they're begging for something that sounds like the truth. And you have it. They're still wanting to know. I guarantee every single one of you knows at least one person that would say yes if you invited them to church. Every single one of you knows at least one person who would say yes if you invited them to church. Maybe not on the first asking, but they would. The young people at Joliet get tired of me saying this, but I love the fact that they know this so well. We've got two goals in life. When you live this life, you have two goals. Your number one goal is to get yourself to heaven. That's it. Your primary goal in life is to get yourself in heaven. Your soul does need to come first. But your number two goal in life is to take as many people with you as you possibly can. That's part of being an image bearer. That's part of stewarding God's creation. That's part of loving other image bearers. Your number one goal in life is to get yourself to heaven. Regardless of your parents, regardless of your family, regardless of the other things that's happening, you are in charge of your soul. You've got to get it to heaven. But man, number two, you gotta try to take as many people with you as you possibly can. You know somebody who would say yes. How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you invite somebody to church? Evan. You start by having a love for them. Absolutely. Absolutely. Inviting somebody to church is an act of love. Do you care about your friends? I should hope so, right? How do you invite your friends? How do you invite them? Megan. You have to show that it's different. What do you mean by, I love that answer, but what do you mean by that? Absolutely. Absolutely. When people hit rock bottom, they're going to be looking around. And when the church doesn't, and when the church looks exactly like the world, why would they come to us? We got to shine. We got to care. How else? How do we invite them? How do you invite people to church if they live 6 hours away? Great question. You have friends. You have people that you care about that live 6 hours away. Man, let's help Zeke out. What is something, how do we get people that live 6 hours away to church? Yeah. Find people near them that are faithful and say, hey, man, I'd really love for you to go check this church out. It's really great. That's the best answer that I think. May not be the satisfactory answer. You may want the answer to be, somehow I got to get them to me 6 hours away. That always can't happen. But remember, it's about their soul. So getting them there. Yes, sir. man, I love that. FaceTime, Zoom, have a Bible study with them in some way, and just talking to them about it. And every chance you've got to say, yeah, and that's why I do this, because I love Jesus. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, I'll say this again. You know somebody who would say yes. Your job is to share the story. I got to get myself to heaven. I got to take as many people as I possibly can. All right. God, here we go. Last thing. We're starting to wrap this up. I can see you guys struggling, but I also see you struggling to stay with me. So I appreciate that. I know, been a long day. Been a long day, but you've been here. You've been engaged. You've been locked in, even through the yawns. Thank you so much for this. Thank you. Oh, man, see, I said the word yawn, and now everybody's yawning, right? You say yawn, it gets in your head, and then you got to, yeah, go ahead, get it all out. Get it all out. Subliminal power. But I'm really thankful for you guys. Again, you were locked in, and you participated. But here's, yeah, last thing. God didn't give us truth just to believe it, but to proclaim it. If you truly know the author and understand his story, then your life becomes a billboard. It becomes a megaphone. And the invitation for others to join the story too. Because that's what we want. We want God's kingdom to grow as big as it possibly can. Your job is to share the story. We know who our author is. We know how important it is to follow and live the story, but we also got to share the story because it's their story too.